Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. We're having a January refresh of the basics of mindfulness in a podcast as part of our New Year theme of happiness. But how do we get happy? What do we have to achieve it? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. If you listen to other podcasts, you've probably come across many of them with the theme of high achievement, where they interview Olympians and businessmen to extract the secrets of their stellar success. This is not one of those podcasts, by the way. There's an inherent bias, of course, with this kind of reporting, as there's thousands and thousands of people just as talented as them who didn't make it for whatever reason, mostly luck and their starting position in life. But we're consistently presented with the idea that we need to be more than we are. Somehow we're not enough next to these supermen and women, and we could be like them if we only hustle more. And don't worry, this is a hustle-free podcast. And we're bombarded every day in Western culture with things that we need to possess or achieve in order to be happy. And the whole advertising industry is built on this idea. Buy this car and you'll be more attractive. Buy this drink and you'll have a great time, etc., etc. And we have to buy something, we have to do something, we have to be something else in order to be happy. Needless to say, this is not great for our mental health and tends to build the vague sense within ourselves that our lives aren't enough and we become dissatisfied with everything around us. The idea of striving for more is portrayed as a positive thing in the West, but it's actually a recipe for suffering. Don't beat yourself up for striving though. It's a natural part of being human, but it's something that we need to tend to with compassion to stop it from growing out of control like brambles in a garden. Happiness is a practice. It's a way, it's a path we walk every day, rather than something that's bestowed on us when we have enough possessions or we've risen to a powerful position. What we might find, in fact, is that when we achieve what we think that we need to be happy, we feel a fleeting sense of elation replaced by emptiness. Emptiness that we try and fill with consumption. And we then look for the next thing to strive for and get caught up in a cycle of dissatisfaction. Does Elon Musk or Novak Djokovic seem hugely happy to you? I would argue that rather than be envied, we should feel sorry for those who have a constant drive to achieve imposed on them. So how do we walk the path of happiness? The first step is to let go of those things we think we need. We call those attachments in the practice. To let go of them, we need to identify them. We can recognize attachments when we feel fear, anger, or sadness. Underneath these difficult emotions is something we strive for, something we're attached to. So for example, if we feel anxious about public speaking, like I do, then it might be because we're attached to what people think of us. Identifying these attachments and meditating on them can start to release us from their grip. I'm going to talk about tending to difficult emotions like anger and fear with compassion and how we can look into the roots next week. But once we start to surface and let go of the things that we think we need to be happy, we can start to do the actual work of being happy, which is grounding yourself in the present moment through practicing meditation, enjoying the world in front of you through focusing your awareness, and feeling gratitude. And gratitude is the one common psychological trait among happy people. All of us feel a certain amount of gratitude at specific times, like when someone does something unexpected and nice for us. But to develop your mindfulness practice, you need to fully experience your world in this moment and feel gratitude for it as much as you can. So you might set a reminder on your phone to take a few breaths every hour and to pick something around you that you're grateful for. And we can do that right now if you just look around yourself and pick something and feel gratitude for the function that it provides you. So I'm grateful for the microphone that I'm speaking into because it allows me to speak to you now. And that's what we're going to do a guided meditation on. We're going to do a meditation on gratitude. And we're going to stop for a moment and think of something big, something small, and something neutral to feel grateful for. So I'm going to pick my partner, the lunch that I've just eaten, and this microphone. But you pick three things that are personal to you. And we'll just take a moment to also get ourselves comfortable as well. And we'll start with three sounds of the bell. So as we're settling in, taking a moment to focus on our posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. Just taking a moment to enjoy the stability. Feel some gratitude for the stability. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to our entire body. Noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Moving your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a regretful thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath. Noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. And feeling some gratitude for your in-breath. And gratitude for your out-breath. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. breathing in, I feel gratitude for my in-breath. Breathing out, I feel gratitude for my out-breath. In, out. Breathing in, I am aware of my partner. Breathing out, I feel gratitude for the support she provides. Aware of partner, gratitude. Breathing in, I'm aware of my lunch. Breathing out, I feel grateful for the nutrition it provides. Aware of lunch, grateful. breathing in, I'm aware of my microphone. Breathing out, I feel grateful to be able to speak to you, my friend. Microphone, gratitude. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we finish the guided meditation, just taking a few moments to scan internally, firstly with our body, noticing areas of relaxation, in areas where you might have become uncomfortable, and taking the opportunity to stretch them, maybe your back or your legs. And then switching the focus of your awareness to your mind. And if you sense calm or peace there, I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And then finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we finish, I've got a couple of announcements. The first is the Be Calm, Be Happy course that I'm running in February. So if you're interested, you will need to be quick because half the places have gone for that. The link is in the description. It's a great way to develop your mindfulness practice, learn the fundamentals, and I'll be co-hosting that with my good friend Ian Sneath, who's also a fantastic teacher as well. The second thing is I'm going to be on Twitter Spaces with Michelle Torres discussing mindfulness tomorrow, Sunday the 15th. It'll be 8 p.m. UK time. So if you'd like to listen to me live, a conversation about mindfulness, again, the link is in the description to the tweet where you can set a reminder. So I would hope to see you there. And then finally, I've been connecting with other mindfulness podcasts, so I'm going to be doing some cross promotion, so I'll be appearing on theirs, and you'll probably hear a promo or two from theirs on here, so look out for that. I think it's a great opportunity to share the practice across the different podcasts that are focused on mindfulness. I may be happy, may be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán will ya, and I'll see you next time.
Built my life around you, but time makes you bold.